From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The moment that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, this is Late Hits. Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's your host, Patrick Creighton.
All right, so ESPN.com has a story up on seven potential Kawhi Leonard trades. I haven't gotten to read the article yet. We're kind of like going to do it together, and we'll give it, on a scale of 0 to 5 stars, whether or not we like the deal or not. So we'll let you vote too. We'll have fun with this. But 713-780-3776. HR and P listed a line. Before we get into that, let's get to the phones. Viva la raza! What's up, my friend?
Orale, señor Patrick. Jose Partida, ¿qué pasó?
What's up, bro?
Oh, man. I'm just getting a long day at work, man. Got to enjoy a little bit of the World Cup, but I didn't want to ask you. I actually got a two-piece question for each of you. Jose, I got a question for you. What does Mexico have to do to beat a giant like Germany? And for you, Mr. Creighton, I got a question about the Astros. What is wrong with Dallas Keuchel? I mean, I haven't seen this guy struggle like this. He was a Cy Young winner a couple years ago. I mean, what do we do with him, man? And by the way, love the show. Late Hits. Let's get on it, man. Enjoy the weekend.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for joining the show. Jose, I'll let you go first.
Pray. Just start praying. You should have been praying since the beginning of the summer. Just keep praying and pray some more because it's the defending world champions.
That is some hard-hitting analysis.
It's just the way they've played. They finished out of the CONCACAF in first place, so that's definitely good. But the way that they've played these last couple of friendlies, it's not looking too positive. There's a issue with the going away party that they had with 30 escorts. I think I told you about this story. Essentially,
look, they all needed a little booty. What's the big deal?
Well, it causes big problems when a lot of these players are married, and one of the players says, "I'm considering leaving because I don't feel like my teammates are supporting me." So that's not something.
Well,
you
what's
want.
The matter? They didn't get him enough escorts. Is that the problem?
No,
they didn't support him enough.
I don't know. Maybe they were giving him a hard time about it. I don't know. I don't really know the specifics, but that's not a good look. I'm starting to have this awful feeling that they won't even make it out of the group, and that's a scary thought.
I mean, don't all those Mexican soccer stars all have, like, agreements where they're allowed to pretty much have hall passes whenever they want?
I would assume not, because one of them, you're not supposed to leave I don't know what they call it in English. In Spanish, they call it la concentración, where they all come together and sort of pretty much like a month out before the World Cup. Mm-hmm. You go to the same training grounds, you're together, you're rooming together, stuff like that. You're not supposed to leave those.
So it's almost like
and one
team
of the players
facility.
Had to. Yeah, essentially is what it is.
Okay.
And one of the players left because obviously his wife was not too happy about that, about how it went down.
Yeah, so she's probably happy with the fat checks he's getting, though.
Yeah. So.
No hall pass?
I don't know.
It's very disappointing.
I would guess he probably didn't have a hall pass. Mexico could beat them. Mexico has this cute tendency of playing to the level of their opponents. And, they showed it last World Cup. They tied 0-0 with Brazil in a game they probably should have lost. So, best case scenario to me is that they tie. But I just don't see Mexico winning this first game against Germany.
But you're hoping they win.
I'm hoping, of course.
There'll be mad celebration if they
win.
Oh,
absolutely.
Will you drink a beer if they win?
I'll probably take a shot of tequila instead.
Oh, look
one,
at you
one, though.
Going big.
One, though. That's it.
Go do like four.
No. I have to work.
One for every goal they score.
Oh, then I probably won't have to do one then.
Well, then they can't win.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Or are
they're
you
not
considering
win.
A tie a win?
No. Well,
is a 0-0 tie a win?
If it's Germany, yeah, you have to consider that a
okay,
win.
Okay, so if it's 0-0 tie, you only have to do one shot.
Oh, God. So what do I do if they win?
If they win, you have to do a win shot, and then you have to do a shot for every goal.
Pat, I have to work that night.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Got to do overnights with Matt.
What this is for what? For Monday?
Sunday.
Sunday night into Monday?
Sunday night. Well, Sunday morning going to Mexico. So their game will be finishing around noon.
Oh, dude, you'll have all day to sleep that off.
All right. I don't drink, so I don't know.
Yeah, look, it's just a shot. You do one shot for the win.
It's going to be a...
And then you do one shot for each goal. If they lose, you just do a shot for each goal.
No! If they lose, they're probably going to get destroyed like 5-0.
Well, then you don't
they're
have to do any shots if they don't score, right?
Oh, I thought you meant if they lose, do a shot for each goal Germany scores.
No,
okay,
no, do a
mind.
Shot
yeah.
for each goal that yeah, Mexico okay. scores. So if they lose 2-1, you do one shot.
All right.
Okay?
All right, I'll consider
we
it.
We need video of this.
Well, I'll consider it.
We need video evidence of this. As far as what's wrong with Dallas Keuchel, we never really know what the real story is with Dallas Keuchel because we know Dallas lies about injuries. You know, after his Cy Young year, he pitched hurt the whole season long and lied about it. And then at the end of the season goes, well, you know, I was hurt. Well, no kidding. We could look at you and tell you were hurt. You know, Dallas is just going through a bad stretch. I mean, his last start, all the metrics said that it was one of the most unlucky starts a guy could ever have. You know, part of it might be in his head, but look, they got to ride it out with him. The 20 games over 500. They're going to try to get Keuchel right. Don't buy into this, you know, oh, they're going to trade Dallas Keuchel. They're not trading Dallas Keuchel. They're not. Because if he goes straight in the tank, he's got no value. And if he starts pitching well, they're trying to win a World Series, so why would you dump him? They're going to try to work Dallas through his rough patch and get him pitching well, you know, going into the break and through the second half of the season and get him ready for the postseason. Do not buy into all these shenanigans about Dallas Keuchel getting traded. It's not happening. People who are talking about trading Dallas Keuchel, okay, know jack and squat about baseball. He's in the last year of his deal. So you're talking about, oh, we're going to trade a guy who's not pitching well in the last year of his deal. What do you intend to get for that guy? Because nobody's going to give you squat. A rental pitching poorly. Yeah, let's give up like three hot prospects. They're not trading Dallas Keuchel. They're going to get him right. They're going to roll him through the season. And at the end of the year, if he says, I want ridiculous money, they're going to let him go, and they're going to get a comp pick. And it's not like they don't have two more starters in their bullpen right this second who could step in. That was the whole reason they get Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is essentially Dallas Keuchel's replacement. You know, and next year when they decide, all right, well, what are we going to do? Well, we have to get another pitcher, or we can go with McHugh, we could go with Peacock. They've got two answers in-house. You know, we'll see what some of these young guys do, you know, if they're ready. But they're not trading Dallas Keuchel. They've got to try to get him right. You know, and for Dallas, look, you know, part of it is he's got to trust his stuff. And the other part of it is if he is hurt, he's got to admit that he's hurt, get on a DL, and get right, and stop trying to pitch through injuries. Because every time he tries to pitch through injuries, he pitches bad. You know, and with Dallas, it usually winds up being he has an inning where he just pitches really awful. But, you know, don't buy into any bit of, oh, they have to trade Keuchel. They're not trading Dallas Keuchel. getting him right is a huge advantage for them down the second in the second half of the season down the stretch. And if he craps out, then he craps out, and they don't pitch him, and they get a comp pick at the end of the year. But nobody's going to trade for a guy and give you anything if he's pitching like trash and he's in a walk year. And considering his new agent is Scott Boris, I'm pretty sure Dallas understands it's really important he gets himself right if he wants to cash in this year, because it's going to be the only chance he really gets to get like real life-altering, big-time money. So he understands that. This is Late Hits.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
So, Grayson had sent me a picture of found Jose Abay, and it's a bottle of Patron. And I told him that we have found you Abay. Now we're working on getting the restaurant and the services, all that stuff taken care of for you, so you guys can go have that awesome first date. And then I showed him said bay. I believe he approved. Pretty much everybody so far greatly approves of the bay that we have found for you. How do you feel about that?
I'm in good hands.
Do you like the fact that everybody thinks you've been found an excellent choice of bay?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
I was having this conversation with the boss, you know, the real boss. And
oh no, it came up finally.
Yeah, and she didn't know what bay meant.
Oh, I thought you meant Craig.
No,
you meant your wife.
No, the real boss. And she didn't know what bay meant. And both of my kids basically looked at her like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you know? It was kind of funny. Like, they all just age-shamed their mother. They age-shamed her. It was quite amusing. All right, let's get into these Kawhi Leonard deals. I haven't gotten to read the story because the story had only come out after we had gotten on, but... Or at least that's when I saw it. But ESPN.com put together 7 potential Kawhi Leonard deals, and let's rate them. Let's decide whether or not these are good deals or if these are crap deals. Yes. Oh, I wish we had ominous NBA music. That would be great. Hey, it's like NBA Jam music. It's the NBA on NBC.
It is that.
NBA
it is that
Jam. I used to hustle people at this game in college. We had the big arcade style 4-way game, and a buddy of mine. We used to hustle people on NBA Jam at $20 a game. I went to a school that was really a rich kid school. I was there on scholarship. Otherwise, I would never have been able to afford to go to the school. I wouldn't have been able to afford to park, let alone go to that school. But I was on scholarship. So we used to hustle kids in the arcade on NBA Jam. And this is before there was an internet that, you know, you could look up cheat codes and stuff like that. You had to buy magazines and stuff for that. You know, there was no internet. You couldn't just go online and find cheat codes. They didn't exist. So, of course, the first deal is the Lakers, because everything is the Lakers. And here's the deal that they propose And it's a three-team deal, of course. So the Lakers get Kawhi. The Spurs get Lonzo, Kuzma, and Luol Deng. They really want him. And the Magic get Jeffrey LaVerne, a 2020 Lakers second-round pick, and $1.7 million in cash. I'm already telling you this deal is BS. There is zero stars to this deal. The Spurs do not want Luol Deng. They do not want Lonzo Ball. And they are not doing the Lakers any favors by taking a bad deal off their hands and taking their headache off their hands so they could give them their star player. I think this deal is crap. Jose?
Yeah, I'm not interested in it at all. If are we going to do like ranks, like one through five on possibility or...
Oh, I think we're just doing one, like zero through five on whether or not you think that's a legitimate, feasible deal.
Give me a zero.
Zero stars. I'm going to zero stars on that. Deal number two involves the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers get Kawhi Leonard and Derek White. The Spurs get Robert Covington, Markel Fultz, and the number 10 overall pick in this year's draft. Do you like this deal?
I like it more than the first one.
I do like it more than the
Give
first
one. Give me a two. I'll go with two.
Covington is a good role player.
At 10 overall pick.
Fultz. We don't know what Fultz is because he missed so much time. And all the messing around with his shot. I don't know what Fultz is yet. Number 10 overall pick. Who do we think that is? Like Michael Bridges?
Hell, it's the Spurs. It could be anyone. And they'll pick right.
It's not a bad deal, but I'm not crazy about it. I'm like, yeah, I think I'd give it a two. I think Fultz has potential, but off his rookie season, he's definitely downgraded. Oh, he was the number one pick last year. I'll give it a two star. Deal number three, the Boston Celtics. You ready for this one?
Give it to me.
The Celtics get Kawhi Leonard. The Spurs get Kyrie Irving and the Celtics' first-round pick this year.
Wow, you're really putting all your eggs on
I don't
the
buy this
Rozier
deal.
Basket.
I don't buy the deal because why would you trade Kyrie to get Kawhi? Isn't the idea to pair them together?
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
I mean, I could see the, you know, selling the draft pick.
Where are they picking this year? Do they still have any Nets picks, or doesn't Cleveland have that pick?
The Cavs have the Nets. Whew. I just don't, like, it doesn't make sense to me that they would trade Kyrie and a first for Kawhi Leonard. Leonard didn't even play last year. Kyrie got banged up at the end of the year. Why do the Spurs want to take on a guy that they... Like, why are you trading a guy who you're going to potentially lose in a year to take on a guy that you're going to lose in a year? To get a non-desirable first-round pick. So...
I'll give a zero on that.
I said I'll give it like a... I give it a 1.5.
Because of the Kyrie factor? Or?
Pretty much, because of Kyrie. All right. The Miami Heat. Kawhi Leonard and Patty Mills to Miami in exchange for Goran Dragic, Josh Richardson, Justice Winslow, and Bam Adebayo. So... Dragic is, I mean, he's an all-star point guard, but he's also, he's a ball-in-hand guy. He likes to score. He could PNR with LaMarcus Aldridge. Winslow's a good wing. Richardson is, you know, a defensive-minded wing. It just, it lacks the sizzle to me. Like, you're getting, like, a pretty good player and then a couple of good players, and you're giving up a superstar. Like, this is like that, you know, like in your fantasy league, when somebody trades a superstar to get, like, four or five guys who are, like, one guy's, like, pretty good, or just, like, okay. I mean, there's some, I mean, there's legitimate NBA guys there, but I'm feeling,
Give me a one.
Yeah, I'm like feeling like a one and a half here. Okay. The Toronto Raptors.
Zero.
The Raptors get Kawhi Leonard and Rudy Gay in exchange for DeMar DeRozan, OG Anunoby, and Pascal Siakam. I don't even know how to say this guy's name. But basically, Kawhi and Rudy Gay for DeRozan.
It's the best one so far. Well, no.
As long as DeRozan doesn't have to play LeBron, he'll be okay. I don't know about the other guys. But it seems like, you know, Kawhi for DeRozan? Would you trade Kawhi for DeRozan just straight up?
Of course not.
But he's probably the, outside of Kyrie, he's the best player that's been mentioned.
He's unrestricted in 2021, so you've got a couple years.
Yeah, he has some years. I'm going to give that two. Two stars.
I'll give this one a two and a half.
Ooh, look at you digging deep. All right, I know we got to hit the break, so we'll get to the rest of these on the other side. It's Late Hits.
ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, Jose, let's get through the rest of some of these deals here. You ready for this one? The Portland Trail Blazers. The Blazers get Kawhi and Derek White in exchange for CJ McCollum and a 2019 first round pick. I don't know about this one because we know McCollum's not a very good defender. And, you know, Kawhi, when he actually decides he's going to play, is an excellent defender. And Portland's pick is going to be, what, like 21?
I'm not interested at all in this one.
This is like one of those deals where we're going to give you a good player, but not a great player. And we're going to give you an okay pick because you kind of feel obligated to trade it. I'm going to go 1.75 stars.
Zero. I ain't interested.
Not interested at all.
No.
Zero interest.
None.
All right. We've got another Celtics trade. Ready?
All right, I'm listening.
Kawhi Leonard and Patty Mills for Gordon Hayward and Terry Rozier.
Now we're talking.
You know what? I don't know that they would actually do that. And, you know, Hayward and Leonard are both going to have to show that they are healthy. But this is probably the best deal so far.
And you're getting Patty Mills is making more than he should be.
Yeah.
So
you're getting a legitimate star player in Hayward. Not as good as Kawhi, but Gordon Hayward's a legit star player. And Terry Rozier showed you he can play. Now, I don't think he's 82 games starter material, but he could show you that he could be. But he played pretty well. I think if he was 82 game guy, he'd be like a middle of the road, maybe lower end middle of the road starter. But, you know, his playoffs say he could be a starting guard. So if you're all in on Rozier's playoffs, that is the best deal of the bunch. And as in typical ESPN.com fashion, there is no Rockets option. So we get two Celtics options. Of course, the very first one was the Lakers. But zero options to the Houston Rockets. Now, the Rockets had the second best odds from Vegas to get them, but ESPN.com apparently doesn't feel that the Rockets are worth anything. So they gave you two Celtics, Lakers, Sixers, threw in a couple other horse hockey deals. You know, the Raptors, come on. The Raptors, stop it. Man, Kawhi wants to get a shoe deal where he's going to get his own shoe and he's going to get a percentage of the profits. And if he can't get that in San Antonio, you think he's going way up to frickin' Canada? Have an ugly purple-ass shoe? I'm just amazing. No Rockets. But I'm not surprised. Are you saying something? Because you're motioning like you're saying something, but I don't hear anything.
I'm thinking about saying something.
Well, then just say it. When have I ever told you to be shy on this show?
Now, I was processing what I wanted to say and if it made sense before I blurted it out.
Oh, I thought you were processing how to avoid dropping F-bombs.
No, I'm pretty good at that. The only time I've had to dump myself was accidental, and it was later confirmed that I didn't have to dump myself.
Oh, so it was a false alarm.
Yes.
You used a word you thought you couldn't use, but it turned out it was okay.
Yeah, because I gave context.
Oh, okay. Should I ask what the word was?
I'm afraid to say it. But Jong told me I didn't have to dump myself because I was referring to Bradley Peacock. Do you remember that incident?
Oh, where
you,
okay, yes.
Where you asked me to dump myself?
You used the C word.
Yeah. And he told me since I gave context, I didn't have to dump myself.
Yeah, I would be uncomfortable with that word on air.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to say it again.
I had done an appearance at the PGA Tour Superstore, the one that just opened up in Katy. And it was like a Saturday morning, and on our station, we had some paid programming going on.
As we always do, yeah.
With the GimmeTheVin.com
guy. Oh,
yeah,
John Clay Wolf.
And he used the C word literally 11 times in 30 seconds. And I'm like, this is Saturday morning. He even referred to, I guess he has on his website, he's got something called the Golden You Know What Award. No, well, the word that we were using. He's got a Golden You Know What Award. And yeah, he used that word 11 times in 30 seconds. He didn't even put the P in front of it.
He didn't say peacock?
He didn't say peacock.
Huh.
At least if you say peacock, you know, you've covered yourself. But you can't just drop the P. That's a bad decision. So here, those were the seven deals that ESPN.com liked for Kawhi Leonard. We liked one of them, and not one of them was a Rockets deal. So my statement is, stop hating Houston, and you can all screw yourselves. That's pretty much my right off the top. Stop hating Houston and screw yourselves. I'm not even like an actual Houstonian. I'm an adopted Houstonian. I've been here 5 years. I think that qualifies as adopted. That is an absolute trash article that you do not have one single Rockets option. Why? Because some reporter from the Akron Beacon Journal claims she overheard him say, well, you know, I don't like Houston that much. Claims. We don't even know if that's true. It's just hearsay. And we don't even know if that was, you know, just, hey, let me make myself relevant. Because, I mean, I hadn't heard of her before then. I don't know if you'd ever heard of her before then. Nor do I know that we've cared to. Is that everybody's going to have their, how can I make myself Twitter relevant by throwing out, we saw LeBron at the airport, or LeBron was going to school with his son at this place and this town. It's all crap. Although, you know, Vegas, I always find some of the Vegas odds to be interesting, because I don't think Vegas actually, and I'm not a big betting guy. I'm not Fred or AJ where I can like live making bets and stuff. I don't do that. But I always find, some of these odds to be rather interesting. And Vegas doesn't predicate their odds on what they think is going to happen as much as what they think the public thinks is going to happen, so they can figure out how to take their money. The Lakers opened as a 20 to 1 odds to win the title next year in the NBA. At Westgate, they are now 6 to 1, and they haven't even made a move yet. Those are some poop odds. 6 to 1, they better have LeBron and Kawhi and Paul George. The Lakers still got to figure out how they're going to get things done, because they got to renounce all their free agents. That includes Julius Randle and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Brook Lopez. They got to dump everybody in order to make enough free agent space to try to sign LeBron and Paul George outright. And then they're going to trade the young guys. I mean, isn't that the reason to go to LA? Is, hey, we've got this young core of guys. We can bring in two stars and pair them with our young core of guys. Isn't that the whole point? Not to dump them all out? I guess, we shouldn't use logic in such situations. Flit hits.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
You know what else is interesting is Kawhi says he wants to go to L.A. and that he prefers the Lakers. But he didn't say he won't go to the Clippers. And you know who else is getting zero love? Besides the Rockets? Well, the Clippers. Nobody's talking about the Clippers. Don't the Clippers have like the 12 and 13 pick? I bet that would be interesting, right? Especially if, you know, if they get guys who opt out, now I think Austin Rivers is expected to opt out. And I wouldn't be surprised if DeAndre Jordan opts out. Clippers would have cap space too. That would be interesting. Jordan's got a player option for $24 million. Rivers has a player option for $12.5 million. Teodosic has a player option for $6.3 million. Oh, they could be fraying up some money. That would give them $30 million in space. That'd be pretty interesting. Let me take a quick peek here at, Grace, the Clippers have first round picks. Are they 12 and 13? Check that out for me real quick. The Clippers first round picks, they got 12 and 13. So I think that'd be pretty interesting if they've got two picks right now that they could
put. Yes, they have both 12 and 13.
They could put 12 and 13 on the table right now. I'd be more interested in that than I would in, you know, a high-priced player, because if they have Jordan and Rivers and Teodosic, those guys all opt out of their deals because they want more money. That'd be interesting to put those guys on the table, put those picks on the table. Now we're talking. Clippers could work their way into this thing yet. And I'd certainly rather see them with the Clippers than the Lakers, because screw the Lakers. I'm already Lakered out. Like, people probably have, like, you know, like LeBron burn. Like, you're just burned out of talking about LeBron already. I am burned out with the whole damn world is just going to the Lakers, and every team is just going to give the Lakers whatever they want. I am so done with that. That's going to be one of those things that just aggravates the hell out of me for, like, the rest of the month. I'm convinced about that. Clippers could be interesting. I'd be down for Kawhi to the Clippers. I'd be down for that. That'll work. Two first-round picks this year, 12 and 13. Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good starting point. Local news. Rice has made a decision on their new baseball coach. So Wayne Graham, whose contract was not renewed, he is no longer now. Like, that's the first time. It's been a long time. Wayne Graham's been an institution at Rice. But Graham now out the door, and Matt Braga of Tennessee Tech, who's been doing some nice work in the Ohio Valley Conference, is going to be the new head coach at Rice. And this is not, look, I don't know Matt Braga personally. And he's had 4-41 seasons in the last 6 years. He's gone to the NCAA tournament the last 2 years. You know, they won the Oxford Regional this year before they lost to Texas in the Super Regional. They were 53-12. But again, they're playing in the Ohio Valley Conference. And of note, Braga's career record in 15 years at Tennessee Tech, not exactly like a huge school, if you know what I'm talking about, 446, 392, and 2. Well, he was 53-12 this year. Almost his entire winning percentage is built on this year. 46, he's 54 games over 500 for his entire career of 15 years, of which 41 of those 54 happened this year. So there is recent winning, and there was a truckload of losing. And again, this isn't trying to bag on Braga, who, listen, if you've been a coach in one school for 15 years, you've done well in your conference, been coach of the year a couple times, gone to a couple of NCAA tournaments, that's all well and good. Rice missed the boat with Lance Berkman. They had a chance to hire a local guy who was a star at Rice, who was a star in the city of Houston for the Astros, six-time All-Star, World Series champion. A guy who has a lot of connections with the local high schools. A guy who is incredibly well-known by athletes. You know, who do you think today's high school kids recognize more? You know, a guy who was a star in their city or in their state, a guy who was a star in Major League Baseball, or the guy from Tennessee Tech? I think they missed the boat there. If you wanted to get better recruits, Lance Berkman walks in the room and you've got better recruits. Just the power of his name and his presence by itself, aside from the fact that he's a good coach, would have been the ultimate win for Rice. And not only that, but, you know, best buddy Andy Pettit, who also lives in the city, who also has coached with him, do you think that there might have been a chance Andy Pettit would have come on and been the pitching coach if Lance Berkman was the head coach? You think there might have been a chance? They are terrific friends. They have worked together in the past. I would say it was probably a lead pipe lock. But hey, you know, Matt Braga, Tennessee Tech, that certainly has more pizzazz, more power, more stroke than Lance Berkman and Andy Pettit. I think Rice kind of screwed the pooch on this one. It was all right there, and they somehow managed to just knock over all the buckets of water. And if this is because of the rift between Graham and Berkman, that they caved to Graham to not hire Lance Berkman, then that is an embarrassment by that university. Embarrassment. Perfect opportunity to hire a guy that every kid in the city of Houston would want to play for. Instead, none of them have a damn clue who Matt Braga is. Not one. You could have had your pick of the litter, and now nobody knows who the hell this guy is. Blew it. It's going to do it for us tonight. Want to say thank you, Jose Partida, on the other side of the glass on the ones, twos, and threes. Our intern, Grayson Squares, doing a great job there. Have a happy, healthy, safe Father's Day.
ESPN 97.5.